As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, back again on a Monday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, stretching out there. Ike, how you doing?
You all right over there?
Yeah, just stretching out.
All right. We are back. Wasn't that long of a weekend.
No, it wasn't.
Spike, I'm doing pretty good. Coming off a nice little series win, although it did not end the way we wanted it to. Should have been a sweep, but I still feel okay about it. Jackie Baseball, got a lot of things to fix, man. Starting with whoever takes the mound after the starters leave the mound. I'm just saying, we got some things we got to fix. Holler at your boy.
If they need 78 on one of the corners, I'm available. Very available.
78 with a lot of movement.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of sink.
A lot of sink.
It's a heavy ball.
Yep.
It's a heavy ball, hard to lift. Have you recovered from your binge drinking fest last Thursday?
Man, I don't need to be hearing about this 3 days. Jackie Baseball
he
over
came
there.
Right back with it.
Well, dude, he was on that. We had him on the Ricky on Saturday to promote his little book.
Oh. Ringthebellbook.com.
And the first thing he brings up is that I was hungover on Friday from one drink.
And that you DoorDash Advil.
Guy can't even thank me.
Yes.
I can't even thank me. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And yes, I feel much better. Yeah. By the way. I feel much better.
America's guest.
Yes. Yeah. not thankful one little bit, Fritz.
Always thankful.
Nah. We have a big show as we always do. The YouTube Big Board returns. Before we get to
excited.
Before we get to my picks for 2025, we will look back today at how I did on 2024. Sal Licata of WFAN joins us at 4 o'clock to get a look into the Mets as we start a 3-game series with the NL East division leaders tonight. Elliot will join us at 3 o'clock, talk a little Cam Jurgens and NFL draft. But we do
pockets
start.
Pockets heavy.
What's that?
Pockets heavy.
Pockets heavy.
His pockets.
Oh, his pockets. Cam
Jurgens. Yes,
I thought you were talking about Elliot. He's. I got
he wishes.
His pockets might be heavy too. He dresses nice for a radio guy.
We might pay him too much.
Yeah, we might. Somebody has to look into that. But we do. Let's start off with this series win. So Phils win 2 out of 3. They really do take a little bit of fun out of it by blowing that game yesterday. But I guess our question to start here is, after that series, do you feel better or worse about the Phillies? Because there were some things that were good. There were some things that were bad. 215-592-9494. I feel better. I feel better in because there were some things specifically that I was focused in on that it looked like they started to turn the corner on this weekend. First of all, they hit with runners in scoring position. They haven't done that all year long. They were able to hit the starters pretty well. I think they scored runs in the first inning every game in the series, which was good. We saw Zach Wheeler come out, and not that I had any real huge doubts about Zach Wheeler, but this early in the year, he had a couple of bad starts. So seeing Wheeler go out there and look really good. I just think like the core of this team is good. I think they're the best team in the NL East, and I think they're going to be fine. I think that they're probably short a guy or two in the bullpen. I'm not that worried about it. But overall, after this weekend, I feel better about the Phillies than I did. Now, I always felt pretty good, that said, but I think this weekend was a lot of signs of positive.
Yeah, listen, it's I think it's probably more positive than it is negative, but I can't ignore, you know, yesterday's meltdown that prevented the sweep. And it would have had a lot of people at least being able to look past Saturday. So you have Saturday and the way that game ended.
Yep.
And then you have Sunday where it eventually cost you. It's hard to say I feel great about the overall performance on the weekend because could have very easily have been 2-1 Miami had they finished the comeback Saturday.
Yeah,
sure. They finished the comeback Saturday. And I know they didn't, but I'm positive about the offense. It's great. Stott, man, he was awesome this series.
America's leadoff hitter.
Yep, love watching him do what he did over this series. Listen, Alec Bohm, I understand we're still lacking a power surge. A
little bit.
It's the only time I'm mentioning seven-game hit streak. That's all I'm saying. Seven-game hit streak. That's another positive. We got that. Bryce Harper has been on a tear of late. But I get back. And even, you know, Taiwan, I would have liked to have gotten more out of Taiwan Saturday.
We get four innings.
Yeah, but you it's always,
it is a stiffness problem.
It's a tightrope act no matter what it is.
Every
time he steps out there and you almost feel good when he comes out of there and it didn't blow up in your face. So, pause. So
it's like that, what's that old LeBron gif where they're all like leaning back a little bit? And then when Taiwan, all right, there he is. There's our guy.
So you got to feel that way about Saturday within the bullpen. Romano, whichever one you want to go with, does not matter.
It's
on
Romano.
Saturday, he was Ray Romano.
So that was not very good to look at. And then yesterday was just excruciating because it's Easter Sunday. You know, and everybody's relaxing. Everything looks good for a while there.
Weather's nice.
And then we have that. So let me just ask this. Would you have left Lizardo in? Right? Because here's the thing. He has to have, what, 12 extra pitches? I mean, how many extra pitches was that after the
Because
the
Bryce
balls?
And the Stott thing?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
He finished with 88.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd probably 10
probably
or 12
would have got
pitches.
Out of there with 75 pitches.
Yes, if Bryce doesn't make the error
rolling.
And then Stott doesn't make the error. Yeah.
So I can't necessarily blame Topper, but all right, I'm not pushing him to 100 pitches.
No.
I'm good.
Right.
You're worried about his health. He gave you this is what these guys, Kerkerin, Rawls, like these guys, this is what they're here for.
Can I?
Hold on, Spike. This is what they're here for.
For sure. I agree.
How do you not hold a, was it 4-run lead yesterday?
2-run lead.
2-run lead.
Well, it was 4-2.
Well, it was 4-1.
It was 4-1, but it was 4-2 when Kerkerin
right, because you got the unearned run. Yeah, right, with the 4-2.
Yep. Yeah, I just think everybody's overreacting a little bit about the bullpen. I really do. I think the bullpen is not great. They're probably an arm or two away, but I think everybody is overreacting. Kerkerin has looked good to me this year. His stuff has looked good. He hung a slider. The guy hit a home run. And Romano has, believe it or not, has looked better his last four times he was out there. He even said after the game, and it would be infuriating if after watching it, I didn't sort of agree. He said after the game, I put the ball where I wanted and they hit the ball. And when you watch it, early in the year, Romano did not look good. There wasn't pop on his pitches, on his fastball. The ball wasn't moving that well. I think everyone's got to settle down a little bit about the bullpen. There's nothing they can do about it now. They'll have Ranger Suarez coming back in 2 weeks. At that point, either Ranger will be in the bullpen or Taiwan will be in the bullpen. The Kerkerin thing will settle down. Romano will settle down. And when we get to the trade deadline, there'll be somebody available that Dombrowski won't get and we'll all be mad the day after. But I'm just saying wait until then. Mm. At this point, I think it is overreacting about the bullpen at this point. I think there's way more positives than negatives at this point.
I don't know. I don't know because, you know, Romano looked good for a couple of outings. Doesn't mean he didn't look bad before then. We had some other excuse at that point where it didn't look good. And then they supposedly fixed it. And he tells us Saturday, well, he puts the ball where he wanted it to go. They just happened to hit it. Oh, okay. I guess if you're quote unquote, I'm doing my air quotes here, baseball right. guy. You understand that.
Right.
All I understand is results.
Sure, yeah.
That's all I understand. That's all I understand. And here's the other thing, Spike. And here's why. While you may be right that they may get it fixed ultimately, I think you're wrong in saying that it's not a big deal right now.
Much closer to the panic button than not.
Yeah, like that's where I'm like, I feel more angst about the bullpen than I feel confident that everything's going to be okay. These guys haven't proven, other than Alvarado, that they can do it all year long as Phillies. Kirk Arena's always been up and down, hit or miss, always shows you good stuff, but then he always also has the disappointing outings. So I say that, I say this to say that. They were fortunate they were playing the Marlins, and they hit the Marlins very well. They scored enough runs. They also gave up enough runs in this series that they could have been swept if they were playing against a team with better pitching.
Yeah, but they didn't. They weren't swept. They won 2 out of 3.
I understand that. So when the end result is there, it's easy to look at it that way. All I'm saying is that I understand the feeling of angst that some people may have out there. It may not be to the same level, but when that bullpen comes in, there's no way you can convince me that you feel confident and assured that they're going to get out.
No,
So as a fan watching, I don't care if it's a 2-run lead. Hell, they just showed us Saturday that a 9-run lead wasn't even safe. Like, if it's a 2-run lead and the bullpen comes in, as of right now, I'm nervous. I'm nervous anytime. I don't care who it is. When the bullpen, when they go out there, I'm nervous.
I'm just not freaking out about it. I'm really not.
It's one thing to not freak out. It's another thing to be confident in them. There's some gray area. One is one extreme and one is the other.
I would say this. I'm confident in Strom. I'm confident in Kirkering. I'm not there on Romano, but you could get me there. And I'm confident on Alvarado. And that's four relievers that I'm – and then I'm going to be confident – if Ranger comes back and he's in the bullpen, I'll be confident in Ranger. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to be a guy away. I just – like, if we feel really good about the starting pitching and now we're feeling really good about the lineup, the fact that the bullpen isn't perfect is just like I'll live with it until the trade deadline. If that ends up being the one spot
– you'll live with it until it starts costing you more games. Don't give me trade deadline. If they lose a few series this way, you won't be living with it.
Well, but what are they going to do? I agree with you.
No, it's different than what they're going to do versus what I feel.
I agree. I take that back.
There's a difference there.
Yes, I agree. I think it'll level itself out. Maybe it won't, but I think it will. Chat 215-592-9494. You feeling better or worse after the Phillies weekend series? Fritz, how are you?
It didn't really change much for me. And it's actually not about the bullpen. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with the offense. It was the Marlins. And I don't want to be like, it's the Marlins guy.
Sure.
But they lit up Sandy, which is good. Sandy hasn't been the same. The two guys after that, they lit up that aren't really major league quality hitters. I'm pitchers. It was positive signs. This week's a huge test for this offense is real.
Yeah, Mets-Cubs.
The stop leadoff thing worked for a weekend. You know, it's still, he's getting the most at-bats in a ballgame. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but it's working in the first inning. It's fun watching those guys run around. Trey had a good weekend, but it was also, again, against the Marlins. With the bullpen, we know the bullpen. But I'm not out of the woods yet.
You're not even buying the hitting.
I'm not out of the woods yet with the hitting. That's where I'm at with the lineup. Good weekend, positive stuff there. Not getting ahead of myself. Need to see it this week.
I agree. Need to see it this week, but there's not much more we could have asked for from an offensive perspective.
Well, but
they did
only score early and then shut it down, which they've done a couple times.
I know, but the runs are the runs. Whether they come in the first inning or the seventh.
It doesn't matter though if you score 5 in the first inning, and don't score the rest of the game.
It matters to you if you score 2 in the first, 1 in the fourth, and then 2 more in the eighth. I mean, 5 is
sure
5.
It does.
5 is 5.
No, how you get the runs. You know, like that stuff does matter.
Context
like,
is king.
Yeah, if that were the case, then all we need to do is look at the results.
I wanted crooked innings. We got crooked innings all weekend long, and that makes me feel better about the offense. I'm not so. Look, Alec Boehm has no home runs and one walk. I'm not so.
Oh,
on
he's
that.
The 8
and you're not happy with that. You're not happy with that, though.
7-game hitting streak.
No,
Spike.
I'm not.
7-game hitting streak, though.
Great. Congratulations.
Exactly. And so the end of results.
Would it matter?
No, in that sense, it does matter.
You're
telling me the results of the bullpen don't matter. You're not worried about it.
No, because I don't feel confident that Alec Boehm is going to end up being exactly what I want.
I understand that. I don't feel confident in the bullpen.
Well, okay. All right. We do have a next question today.
Yes.
We do have a next question today. It is National Kindergarten Day. Why there is a National Kindergarten Day, I have no idea, but it is.
Kindergartens are important.
So for next question today, we're going to ask you one thing you miss about being a kid. Because kindergarten, you're a kid. Jack, what is the one thing? Well, have you changed anything since you were a child?
Well, I wrote a book.
Oh, right, right.
People forget that. Ringthebellbook.com.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess the big one would be it's pretty stress free. I mean,
I think that would be everybody's answer.
Like,
yes.
As you become an early adult like myself, you know, yeah. I feel like it didn't really feel until you have, you know, you're about your 30s. Early 30s,
yeah.
This stress of life starts getting to you.
I felt stress in like seventh grade.
Well, that's because, you know,
yeah,
you're getting stuffed in lockers.
Yeah, that's me. There's something wrong with me.
When you're the man,
yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you're just kidding.
Well, you started developing too, man.
Yeah, well, sure. I just, it's just, you didn't really have to, you had fake stresses.
Yeah.
But right. Like, you're really worried. You don't have to deal with much. You have to deal with like friends at school.
Yeah.
And
homework.
That's not that. Looking back.
Yeah.
All of it's overrated.
I still hate homework.
I hated homework.
I still hate homework.
Hated homework.
You don't have any homework.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying.
We have homework every night.
What do you mean? Yeah. It's homework every day.
Yeah. Right. Whole life is homework. Ike, something you miss about being a kid?
Oh, man. Well, Jack took a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to imagine being able to go out and hang out with your friends is.
Yeah, you get older, you're not surrounded by your friends.
Yeah, and as you get older, you start to learn more and discover more about the real world. You know, there's a certain amount of innocence that comes with being young. And not knowing, right? You kind of just stay in your bubble with you and your friends. You think the whole world sort of has revolved around your little bubble with you and your friends and what you think is cool and that sort of thing. And, yeah, I kind of miss that.
The friend group.
Yeah. You know, because, I mean, now I just got coworkers.
What? Not friends.
Yeah. Hey.
How do you work with those clowns?
Hey, yeah. Wish it was just you.
Yep.
Minus staying up late. I stayed up late constantly.
Overrated.
I loved staying up late. I would watch. I would stay up until 1 in the morning. Yeah. Now I'm dying to go to bed at 9 o'clock. I do miss it a little bit. Even when I stay up late, it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about going to bed. I miss staying up late.
Don't worry. Give it a couple years.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay up late. You'll get up early.
Oh.
So it'll be just like staying up late. You go to bed at 9, you'll be up at 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, you're waking up in the middle of the night
now?
That's
a guarantee. I don't need a clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3:30. Yeah.
And you can't go back down, or you can't eventually?
Oh, I go back to sleep, but it's bathroom time. No, it's time to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, you get up and go to the bathroom, and you get back. There's people out there, 50 over, they know what I'm talking about.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
They know what
I'm
talking about.
215-592-9494. Do you feel better about the Phils after this weekend? Are you freaking out about the bullpen? Like, or the Jack? Jack's not even sold on the offense. And next question today, it is National Kindergarten Day. Give us your favorite thing about being a kid. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Happy Monday, man.
What's up, Chris?
New leadoff hitter?
Yeah, Corey's right. Like hit or miss, it feels like.
The best.
What's up,
easy
Steve?
Killer.
Listen. I'm with Spike. Everyone needs to relax. And why is it that
this was you last week too? Relax.
It's a long season.
Yeah. Team's good.
Yeah, everything's fine. And why did I say when I'm with Spike, all of a sudden a little bit of vomit came up? But
all right.
Listen, I am really excited. I'm going to break some news because Mr. E. Strasburg, Jack Fritz, and I just got signed to pitch in the Phillies bullpen. So those two arms are coming to the bullpen, Spike.
Oh, good.
I just want to report my fastball is topping out at 69 with the help of Blue Chew.
There you go.
So, listen, we're locked in.
Yeah. He thought about that joke all the whole time.
The whole time. But guys, all seriousness. Stott looks legit so far as a leadoff hitter, which is what we've been asking for. Schwarber behind Bryce has finally got Bryce looking like an MVP again. Because he's protected. Spike, wouldn't you know it, Schwarber hitting on the four hole, he's actually got, you know, more than double the amount of RBIs than home runs because there's some people on in front of him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that you put a guy who hits home runs in the cleanup spot, he gets more RBIs.
you know, I mean, guys, the amazing blessing right now is Rojas looks actually pretty decent. He's
holding Don't buy it.
He's holding his own and buying us the time until Crawford gets up here. So the fact that we get a couple serviceable games while we're waiting on Crawford out of him is fantastic news. So I don't know. You know, Fritz is all worried about the lineup and the hitting. I'm okay. I think, again, it is still April, but
so let me ask you this. They're getting ready to play the Mets, and I don't even know who are our guys going against the Mets.
Nola's tonight.
Okay.
And then tomorrow is Chris Sanchez, and Wednesday's Wheeler.
Oh, so yeah. Three.
How far do you think the ball that Pete Alonso is going to hit tonight off of Nola? What is it going to go? 480 feet?
Nah, Nola's shoving that.
Okay, all right.
So here's my thing, Chris. I look at the Mets, right, and I look at the Phillies. Mets have a plus 30 run differential. The Phillies have a plus 2 run differential.
And that got screwed up on Saturday. That was looking for a run differential win.
The Mets have given up 61 runs. The Phillies have given up 101 runs. They've given up 40 more runs.
The Mets pitching staff is pitching above its weight right now.
All I'm saying is that I look at this Phillies team, and some of these big numbers it could be a little misleading, as Jack just brought up. But then we've been watching this bullpen get hit a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've been getting hit a lot, particularly against good teams.
Mm-hmm.
Good hitters in their lineup. They lose 2 out of 3 to the Mets. We're still positive, right? So there's nothing to worry about. Still good.
Well, I have to see what the 2 of the 3 looks like.
Oh, okay. So there is a scenario where you would be concerned if they lost 2 out of 3.
Well, I mean, this is a big series. I think it would be very nice if they would win the series. But I have just decided at this point that I think it's a good team. Maybe there are signs that I haven't seen.
The Mets?
The Phillies. I think the Phillies are a better team than the Mets are. I just think they are. I think when you look at the pitching, I think the Mets are pitching way above what their actual skill level is. And I think that they've got a good offense. They've got a really good offense. The Mets do. Absolutely. They're going to be right there with us the entire year. But I think the Phillies are a better team than the Mets.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, Ike, here's one last thing on this before we move on. And I do want to break a little bit of news here with you guys. Real quick, you got to go ready. Here's the other thing. The fact that they are playing in the holes that they have or being exposed could be a good thing, because unlike last year where Dombrowski probably bought in to us playing above our heads and didn't address them, it's reminding him and showing him clearly there is a problem this year, so maybe he does make better moves and not do the small things
Here's the problem with that theory. Unless you're giving up someone of significance from their farm system, what move are you making that matters?
Bullpen arms are always going to be easy, I don't want to say always going to be easy, but they're the easiest pieces to go find.
We didn't find one last year. It's so easy to find. Like we say this every year, and I understand in theory bullpen pieces are easy to find. I don't know.
They decided they want a starter last year, and they felt good about the relievers, and the relievers were good all year, and they blew up in the playoffs. But I thought the bullpen was awesome last year. They just blew up in the playoffs. Chris, you've been on.
Isn't that when they're supposed to be at their best?
Well, yeah, but nobody was at their best. And I agree with
you. I'm just talking about the bullpen.
Yes, the bullpen should have been better, but they weren't.
He said they were awesome last year. When they needed to be at their best, they weren't.
Well, but everyone's crying about losing Jeff Hoffman, and he was one of the guys that blew up in the bullpen last year.
Why didn't they keep him?
But he blew up last year.
Right. But he was great. He was an all-star.
Yeah, and he was 3 years, $30 million. He failed two physicals.
Like so he wasn't that good.
No, he was good last year. He had one bad game or two bad games. One game I'd blame on him, and one game I'd blame on Thompson. Chris, break your news real quick.
Yeah.
And then
I'll break it.
Nonsense.
I know we're up against it here. So all right. Listen.
No, we're up against it.
Yeah, AJ found his car because he got it back. I knew where it was coming from. I told Jack it was OG Wade. He took it because he was mad about.
Wouldn't he want him to keep his car to get him out of town?
Because he was trying to get him out of town. He was trying to win his game.
All right, we had the two jokes you've been waiting for all day. Do you have something you miss about being a kid?
Shut his hole.
I know.
Along the same lines of what you guys said, I miss the rose-colored glasses that adults act like adults. People are generally kind to each other.
Enough out of Chris. Here's going to be the rule for next question today. You have to pick a thing.
Pick a thing.
It can't just be the wonder of being a child.
Well, what else do you
have? It's a big answer.
It's got to be.
What else do we didn't have a job as a kid?
No, it's got to be the cafeteria pizza. Or it's got to be like a thing. The thing! Just come on! I know being a kid seems great.
Man. It's like, one collar.
They sucked.
They broke him in one collar.
Yeah. All
right. Was Jeff Hoffman good last year?
Yes, he was good.
He was great.
He was great.
Miss him every day.
I do too. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you feel more positive about the Phillies after the weekend win over the Marlins? Coming up next, there is a guy on the Eagles that feels much better today than he felt yesterday.
Can we grow up around here?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that guy.
Yes, yeah, no. Different guy.
Another guy on the team.
Well, everybody. All right. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.